listeners. You are tuned into WRUV-FM Burlington. This is Sarge, and you are listening to See Through Headphones. The current time is 5 p.m. I'm going to give you guys a little message before we start off with some music. Very excited about. So, here we go. Support from WRUV comes from Foam Brewers, a craft brewery and live music venue on the Burlington waterfront. Join us at Foam after the Vermont Brewers Craft Breweries Conference on Monday, November 7th for Zach Nugent's Dead Set with support from Sylvan Post. Based in Burlington, Vermont, Zach Nugent's high-energy tribute to the Grateful Dead is known for their deep connection to the Dead's improvisational spirit and their faithful yet fresh renditions of classic tunes. Show is at 7 p.m. and tickets are available on foambrewers.com/events and through the Vermont Brewers Association. Guys, look out for that November 17th. Can you tell I didn't read over it beforehand because I completely botched every single word? But yeah, I'm very excited for this set. I was just thinking the other day, I haven't done a real actual set in quite a while. I had some trainees on last week that I taught some vinyl, and the week before that, I was sick, so I wasn't able to make my show. So it's been a good 3 weeks since I've done a show. I'm very excited, but that means I found a lot of new music for you guys that I'm very excited to share with you. We're going to play this new band I found called Chinese American Bear, and then some Girlfriends, Peel Dream Magazine after. We're going to have so much fun. Following my show is Exposure, and David Carl Roberts is here in the station and is going to be playing some live music. We're going to ask him some questions. It's going to be awesome. But listen to my set first and stick around for that after. We're going to start off with Chinese American Bear, the song Take Me to Beijing. I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you really like it because I've been listening to the song all week.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, welcome back. We just heard Wish You Were Well by Peel Dream Magazine, Untitled Number 3 by Girlfriends, Planet of Thought by Arthur Russell, and Take Me to Beijing by Chinese American Bear. Guys, I was just looking at Chinese American Bear photos that they have on their Spotify, and it's truly the cutest band I've ever seen. They're very, very sweet. So if anyone wants to look at their little photos, please look at them. But yeah, I really enjoyed that set of music. All of this music just like makes me really happy and feel really cool and makes me smile. But yeah, that's all I have to say about the music for now. But randomly in my mind, I just started thinking about cheese. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. Oh, have you ever randomly thought, wow, I love cheese. Cheese makes me so happy. I just want to eat it all of the time. Don't worry, you are not the first nor the last person to have a constant cheese craving. In a study done by the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, it turns out cheese is addictive in a way similar to drugs. This is because a chemical called casein, which is found in dairy products and can trigger opioid receptors in your brain, causing dopamine rushes. So, next time you're having a bad day, maybe reach out for that block of cheese in your fridge. From your cheese-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUB FM Burlington. It's true as well. I really love cheese. And I have Levi in here with me right now, and he really doesn't like cheese. Hold on, let's get him on the mic. Okay, Levi, what do you have to say about cheese?
I like cheese on like pizza and on burgers and like on other things, but I find cheese on its own like just kind of gross.
That's like it's very too interesting much. To me.
It's just like I don't like the flavor. I don't like the texture. Like I feel like it goes with a lot of things, but on its own, like even like the right cheese, like on some crackers with some like some jam or something. Like,
what you're saying bro, sounds good.
That sounds so good, but bro. People that eat like just a straight up cheese stick, I can't get behind that.
And
also,
God.
It's only certain types of cheese. Like, you'll never see me snacking on some American.
God, that is disgusting. That is untrue for me. I truly love cheese in every form, and I feel like I've been conditioned to love it because of my mom, because she loves cheese, like any form, and also the stinkiest of cheese. Like, it could smell that's really bad, disgusting. And she would still eat it, but it's so good, like with some jam, like you said. Like, it's so good.
Why do you want to eat something smelly, bro?
Because the smelliest things taste the best.
It's like,
yeah, it's like that one fruit that you can't bring on the bus in Singapore. Have you seen that?
No,
it's like, I forget what the fruit is called. I'll come back and tell you guys, but you cannot eat this fruit on a bus in Singapore because it simply smells so bad, but apparently it tastes really good.
Only in Singapore?
I think it's in like Indonesia, like the places where it's ethnic too, okay, I guess. Yeah. But I guess maybe we'll have to do a little more research on that. I don't know too much about it. But anyways, I mean, do you have anything else to say about cheese, or should we continue with music?
I'll think on it.
Okay. We'll think about it. Hold on. We got a message that might be related to cheese. Okay. It says, I've been vegan for almost 10 years. I gave up meat super easy, but it was a 6-month struggle to break the cheese addiction. The study you mentioned only reinforces the struggle. Okay. Thank you, Mo in Delaware. Yeah. Cheese. Sometimes I think about being vegan, but I could not get rid of my cheese. I just
what
love
about
cheese.
Eggs? Oh, that's another thing. Cheese and eggs is so good.
Okay, you like it then.
Oh yeah, I told you, like,
bro,
if it's in something.
Don't make
like,
Mo jealous. It cannot eat cheese or eggs.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mo. Ooh,
I could never give up eggs. That's
yeah,
my one
that's
thing.
That's my I could never I'm just a wimp and I just couldn't do it. But I support you, Mo, for being a vegan. That's really awesome, and I wish I could do it, but I simply can't. Okay, I'm going to stop yapping about food because I feel like a lot of the segments on my shows just tend to be food, which is fun, I guess, if you want to talk about food. All right, I'm going to stop talking because we're taking up time for some amazing songs. We're going to listen to Baroque by After. Love this song, guys. So good. It's this band that's been releasing new music recently, and they kind of sound 2000, but I'm just going to stop talking and play it for you, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. to end them like that.
Miss you when you walked away. But no.
Hello everyone, welcome back. We just heard New Body Roomba from the film White Noise by LCD Sound System, The Most Dear and the Future by Ear, Doppler by The Help, and Baroque by After. Guys, we were getting crazy over that song in the station. It's really fucking... Oh, excuse me. Guys, I need to read the disclaimer. This preceding material presented here at 90.1 WFM Burlington may seem objectionable to some listeners. We would like to make it clear that this material does not necessarily represent the views of the station or staff. If you have any comments, please call us at 802-656-4399. And thank you for tuning in to your better alternative, 90.1 WRVFM Burlington. Guys, I'm really sorry. Guys, I'm really, really sorry. I didn't mean to say it, but I did because I like this song a lot. It's really freaking good, okay? I'm sorry, guys. I messed up, but that's okay. Sometimes you mess up. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking because clearly it's just not been good for us today. But anyways, that song is awesome. After is a really cool band. We're going to start off our next set with Tripping Me Up by Brittle Stars. And I hope you enjoy.
It is 104 degrees. she takes her coffee hot and black. And it was. Dials into a station and then she smiles at me discreetly. She says I love this song, then turns away and tracks the clouds. The driver curses through conviction while heavy metal drummer plays us out. We'll be right back.
Hi guys, we are listening to Virginia Reel Around the Fountain by the Halo Benders, Tender Buttons by Broadcast, 104 Degrees, the Audio Tree live version by Slaughter Beach Dog, and then we started off the set with Tripping Me Up by Brittle Stars. I listened to a lot of Brittle Stars this summer, and I really like that song. It's super calming and fun, and yeah, I guess this was a more calm set, but I'm excited to play you guys our next set, which we're going to play some Hooky, Stina Nordstrom, and Fru Fru. Fru Fru is one of Imogen Heap's, I don't know if she has multiple bands, but that's Imogen Heap's band, which is really awesome. I love Imogen Heap, and I actually found this song that I'm going to play for you guys in the movie Garden State that I showed to my friends the other day. And something really awesome about Garden State is I think it's the movie with possibly the coolest soundtrack ever. I cannot remember off the top of my head, but it's a lot of, I think there's some Shins, and then there's also, hold on, let's look it up so I can tell you guys. But really awesome movie in general, and then the music just makes it great. Yeah, the Shins, 07, Nick Drake, Thievery Corporation, Simon Garfunkel, Iron and Wine, Fru Fru, Colin Hay, Coldplay, like that is a stacked soundtrack. And a fun fact about me, Sarge, is that I really, really liked soundtracks back in the day, and I really was an aspiring soundtrack maker. I don't know if that's a actual term for it, but I really wanted to do that, so I guess the radio is my way to show people music. But yes, I just got a comment. The movie is called Garden State, and it's really awesome. But since we only have 10 minutes, I'm going to go on to those songs, so I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
baby down. I win or I'll leave your things behind, cause it's all going off without you. Excuse me, too busy, oh, writing your tragedy. These mishaps, you bubble wrap when you've no idea what you're
listening to Let Go by Frou Frou, and before that we listened to I Dream of Janine with Light Brown Hair by Stina Nordstrand. Guys, I really should start trying to pronounce the band slash artist names before I get here, because I completely botch them every single time, and it's really embarrassing, and it seems like I'm illiterate, honestly, but don't worry, I can read. I'm in college, and we're trying here, but it's okay. Sometimes you just can't do it. But yeah, that kind of concludes our set for today. I hope you enjoyed what I played. I really liked this set. I'm glad to be back. I will be here next week from 5 to 6, but following this show today, November 12th, 6 to 8 p.m., David Carl Roberts is on Exposure, and he is in the station live playing some music. Our DJs are going to ask him some questions, and UVM TV is recording it, so it's going to be really awesome, and I hope you guys stay tuned to that. If anyone wants to know the movie that I was talking about before and you didn't get it, it is Garden State, written and directed by Zach Braff. So yes, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening. I hope your weekend is good, because I'm looking forward to the weekend. I hope you are too. And without further ado, here is Exposure. We're in the breaks. Thank you.